the not new movie review. I actually liked Jango Fett more as a kid, just because I think the armor was cooler.
I think we all liked the prequel stuff more as a kid.
His armor was way cooler than Boba Fett's, because of the silver and the blue, and it was all nice and polished.
Maybe.
No, you liked it. I had the
Well, plus Jango.
He had a cooler blaster too.
Jango did more too.
Oh well, yeah. I mean.
He actually had like a battle. He fought Obi-Wan, whereas Boba Fett leaned against a wall and then got sucked into a sand pit.
Yeah. Well, no, he had a couple lines. He said,
"Could be the Wookiee." I don't know.
Han Solo, yes.
Han Solo. I don't know. I just feel like kids, like as a kid, we grew up with the prequels. So like,
and I liked them.
You know, I liked the original trilogy as a kid too. Like, obviously, that's how I got into Star Wars. But as a kid, I'm like,
going back.
Yeah. I'm like, Jar Jar, Revenge of the Sith. It's all so great. Like, Revenge of the Sith up until a certain point was my favorite Star Wars movie. Mm-hmm. And then I remember there was this night where I honestly didn't realize that people hated the prequels until like a certain age. Mm-hmm. I think I was really late in my life, and I Googled, like, I was looking up stuff about the prequels, and I was like, people didn't like these? I was like, there's no way these were bad movies. And then I rewatched them, and I was like...
Well, I actually find it funny now, because I have this I have this vivid memory.
Yeah.
That I saw Revenge of the Sith in theaters, and then we came home, and I went with my mom, and she was like... She's like, "How'd you like it?" And I remember going, "It was okay."
Oh no!
And I'm like, even then, I knew that something was off.
See, I was hyped on it. I was like, "This is the best movie ever."
Yeah, and she goes, "You didn't like it?" And I go, "No, no, I
like
it."
I bought the novelization. I read it like three times. Like, I was hyped.
Well, if you look over there, I have the original trilogy novelizations.
I think I have a couple of those too.
Yeah, haven't read them, but I got them.
Yeah, we all have that moment. There's things I appreciate in the prequels. I appreciate the world building.
Yes,
it's, the world building is great. It's just the writing is
like
dog
pre-Empire.
Shit. Like, I love the stuff it added to the. I love the characters. I love the aliens, the planets.
Yes,
but it's just the writing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And some of the actors do.
Ewan McGregor, he's great.
Yeah,
but once you get to the point where you got CGI Yoda backflipping over Palpatine in the
film,
like, you're tapping out.
Yeah.
And the score. I mean,
speaking of Star Wars,
Duel of Fates.
Oh, the music! The music is the best part of those movies.
Oh, hell!
It's Duel of the Fates,
Battle of Heroes, the one that plays when Anakin
is
in the water.
Yep,
that fight sucks because Hayden's like.
Right, and he says.
I have the higher ground, Anakin.
Why doesn't he just jump to the side?
I don't know.
Like, why doesn't he just jump next to him?
I gotta rewatch though.
Yeah, well, I will.
I'm gonna rewatch every Star Wars movie before Rise of Skywalker.
Same.
Last time I watched Revenge of the Sith is when we watched it over Skype before Force Awakens.
We watched it over Skype.
We did. We watched Revenge of the Sith over Skype before Force Awakens.
Did we really?
I still have a picture of you on my phone that I took of you.
Oh, I think you're right. You're right. Oh, my God.
We watched it, yeah.
We did. You want to do that again?
We could, yeah. Just Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
God damn it.
You're going to watch them in order of the release, right?
No, I'm going to watch them in chronological.
Oh, God. Okay, fine.
I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, Rogue One,
George
Solo.
Lucas apologist.
I just want to watch them in order.
You're going to do Rogue One and Solo and...
Watch them all, baby.
Nice, because you got that Disney Plus.
Well, plus I own them all, so...
Solo? You own Solo?
Well, I got a free digital code. I would never buy Solo.
Oh, right.
Well, no, I would...
Not a fan of Solo.
I would buy Solo, but I just would not pay full price for Solo.
I like Solo less than the prequels. I'd rather watch the prequels than Solo, to be honest with you.
There's definitely more...
Not a great...
There's more interesting... I don't know. Solo... I have a lot of complicated feelings about Solo, because I truly believe Phil Lord and Chris Miller would have made a more interesting movie. Maybe it wouldn't have been a great movie. It would have at least been more interesting.
Well, a lot of the stuff... some of the stuff they left it. They didn't reshoot everything.
They shot like 60% of it.
The mountain heist part, that was all them.
Him meeting Chewbacca was them.
Yeah.
I don't know. One of the things I appreciate about The Mandalorian so far is it feels like the anti-Solo, whereas Solo kind of feels like, hey, you like Star Wars, kid?
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Whereas The Mandalorian feels like the Star Wars stuff is baked in naturally. Like, it's cool to see Jawas. It's cool to see...
I think Rogue One is my favorite non...
Oh, yeah. Rogue One's the best prequel.
Yeah.
Hands down. But Phantom Menace, though. Every time I watch it, I like more stuff about it.
Phantom Menace is the best out of the prequel trilogy. Three, yeah. Minus Jar Jar, but...
Well, the thing about... Jar Jar, he's a complicated situation.
But Liam Neeson and Ewan McGregor.
They're great.
Yeah.
Jake Lloyd's not bad. Natalie Portman's not bad.
You're an angel?
Their relationship's still fucked up.
Danny.
Our favorite. Oh. Danny, you're looking ripe today. But, But yeah, I'm excited to rewatch the prequels just to see. I want to see three things. One, if I like Phantom Menace more. Two, if Attack of the Clones is still a war crime. Three, if Revenge of the Sith, like, if I like it more. Because Attack of the Clones is easily my least favorite Star Wars movie. I cannot with that. Last time I watched it before Force Awakens, I fell asleep and woke up mad that it wasn't over. That I had to rewind it.
The only good thing about Attack of the Clones is the... noir
storyline stuff's pretty good.
It's really cool.
But that just goes to show how bad of a movie it is that not even that can make me be like, well, I want to watch it.
Because
it has probably the worst line in all of Star Wars, which is the fucking sand fucking
right.
I love you. That's peak where I was right. Like, George, why did you cast this wet blanket?
I don't think Hayden Christensen is bad. I like Jumper. Jumper is a good movie.
Do you think Hayden Christensen...
I don't think George is a good director.
I think he's a good... I think maybe he's not a good writer.
Well, there's that issue,
because here's the thing. I think Phantom Menace is extremely well directed. That pod racing scene...
Every
element of that scene, the sound design, like the direction, that the filmmaking, it's incredible. I think with episodes 2 and 3... I almost want to say he got lazy. Wakanda forever.
I don't understand how you can make 4, 5, and 6.
He only made 4.
Yes, but
didn't write 5 and 6 on his own. He had Larry Kasdan and Carrie Fisher and other.
That's
people.
True. That's
so
true.
It all starts to like come back around. I haven't seen his first two movies, American Graffiti and THX, whatever. I've heard they're good.
Yes, but even in 4, he got amazing performances out of his actors.
Yeah.
How does he not get amazing performances out of...
I honestly think it's the digital sets. Poor people were standing... Like, literally, it was like... There's like a couple tables and a wall, and then it's just green.
And at the time...
They weren't used to it,
and they didn't have the, you know, all the techniques we use today with the ball and the stick.
Yeah,
and
so
the,
they're
you know,
literally like, there's a...
It's literally nothing they're playing.
You're in a Coliseum, and there's fucking hundreds of clone troopers and droids running around. They're just standing there like, what?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We could talk about Star Wars.
Besides Star Wars, what else have you been watching?
This is the Not New Movie Review.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, this is the Not New Movie Review. I'm Ross Oakes.
I'm Jeremy Wainwright.
And this is the podcast about Star Wars and how to build your own lightsaber.
Actors' critical successes and failures. And we're both sick boys right now.
I'm half a sick boy.
We're post-sick boys.
Post-sick boys.
I don't remember. What was it? Gemini Man? That's when we talked last? Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Gemini Man was the last episode.
Yeah, Fury Road.
Yeah, but we did it at the same time.
I mean, today we're talking about
The Last Face.
The Last Face. Did anyone watch? I mean, raise your hands if you watched this movie.
Raise your hand if you've ever heard of this fucking movie.
Nope, nobody?
Wow, what a shock.
Oh, whoa, okay. All right.
Let's do what we've been watching.
Yeah.
I want to get this fucking movie.
You've been watching. I know you've been watching stuff.
I really haven't. I've been really slacking. I've been busy.
But before we get to The Last Face,
So I watched Phantasm, the horror film from 1979, which actually J.J. Abrams recently restored for a Blu-ray release. And actually, Captain Phasma from Force Awakens is inspired by the chrome balls from Phantasm. I rewatched Trick or Treat on Halloween because you do. I mean,
it's Trick or Treat. Oh, yes. I went out for Halloween, so I did not...
big boy.
I did not.
I passed out candy. I really haven't been watching that much. I've been busy. What other movies have I watched? I think the only other thing, I went to see The Lighthouse.
Oh, yeah.
That Willem Dafoe, Robert Pattinson, A24 movie. It's an intense movie. It's different. It's kind of like, feels like a live action episode of SpongeBob that, that David Lynch directed.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want to say one phrase, mermaid vagina.
Whoa.
Then,
you know, we've been seeing more vaginas on screen lately.
More dicks on screen lately too, which I'm in favor of.
Right, it's all good.
It's good.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, as long as the person who's showing the dick or the vagina is into it.
Yeah,
it's good. Mm-hmm. All of our body parts are beautiful.
Right,
except for ears. Ears look kind of weird.
I guess.
Do you ever seen someone with sexy ears?
Yeah.
Who?
What's her name? Lord of the Rings.
Those are fake.
Yeah, I know, but they still made them sexy.
God damn.
You didn't say they had to be real.
Anyways, and then what did I see?
You know who I'm talking about? The
from which one?
There's the
Liv Tyler?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think the only other movie I watched was someone's backing up. I saw the new Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
I actually had fun with it.
Okay.
I think it was fun because I don't dislike Terminators 3 or 4. Obviously, 1 and 2 are the best. You can't top them.
Well, they're erased from the history books now.
No, they're not. This takes place after 2.
Yeah, they retconned 3 and 4.
And
yeah.
5.
Yeah.
5
so
is,
they don't exist.
5 is worse. I can't say
they were 5. Snapped.
They were snapped. But it's just fun having Linda Hamilton back as Sarah Connor. They actually use Arnold in a cool way. It was fun.
True. Can you? I think I already asked you this.
What?
Maybe I asked someone else, but I want to ask you.
Yeah.
As a Terminator, how does he age?
We definitely covered this, but I'll explain it to you again.
He's organic on the outside. Okay, that's what I remember. Okay.
Well, here's something. Can I give you a little tidbit away from this movie? You're probably never gonna watch it, are you?
If it's on HBO. Or Disney Plus.
It's a funny thing.
Anything on Disney Plus, I'll watch.
I don't think they own Terminator, but... Well, he settles down and has a family. I'm just going to say that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. No way.
His name is Carl.
No. Yes. No, no. What?
He settles down and has a family. And he owns a drape business.
A drape business?
Carl's Drapes.
Like curtains?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
Well, now I'm not going to watch it.
No, it's good. It's good. Oh. It's good.
So you're telling me he has emotions?
Well, that's where it gets good because they
come. I now know why you cry.
Well, it's kind of close to... It's a different Arnold, actually.
Okay. Huh?
You find out there was more Terminators sent back. So the one from T2 actually did die.
Oh, is this like a clone?
Well, they just kept sending Arnold's back.
Oh.
But one of them comes back and he does something big. And then he becomes Carl the Drape Man.
So you're telling me there's more than one Arnold in this movie?
There's only one Arnold in this
movie. Oh, come on. Well, now I'm not going to watch it.
No, it's a good movie. It's fun.
No, I thought they were going to Gemini Man me again. Jesus Christ. I'm all in. God damn
it. They do de-age Arnold at one point. Now for the
he looks pretty old
in a flashback.
Oh, okay. Wow, you're really giving this whole movie away.
I should. The twists and turns of this movie.
You're giving this movie away for free.
John Connor dies.
Wow. Oh my God.
This Arnold kills John Connor.
Oh no. Oh
and
wow.
Then he goes into
wait.
Hiding.
So is this a different timeline?
Yeah, different timeline. Well, no, this Arnold, after the events of Terminator 2, I'm just going to tell you. Sarah Connor, spoiler alert. Sarah Connor and John Connor go on the run.
I would skip ahead 3 minutes.
There's a flashback with D.H. Sarah Connor in like Hawaii with John. And it's like the opening of the movie. And then you
see. After T2.
Then you see a young Arnold come up and just pop John with a shotgun.
Oh, damn.
And just walk away. And Sarah's like, I didn't realize that they sent, like, even though we stopped Skynet, they already sent back multiple Terminators. Mm. And she makes it her mission to hunt down and kill every living Terminator because they're all over the planet.
Oh, whoa.
And she keeps getting these text messages with random coordinates of where the Terminators are going to show up.
From John Connor.
And it says, for John. No, it's Arnold sending him because he can feel the reverberations in the like time continuum of when they're going to come back.
Damn.
She doesn't like him though when she first meets him because he killed her boy.
Right.
But he's like, I met a girl named Gloria. I think her name's Gloria. I protected her and her son from an abuser.
Okay. All right.
It's great. Anyway, so that's what I've been watching. And then, of course, The Mandalorian.
That's it? It's the only movie? Only a couple movies?
Yeah, I've been busy, but.
Oh, okay.
And I watched like the new episode of Rick and Morty and all that.
Right.
Which was great. Did you watch the new episode?
No, so not yet. I think I keep seeing advertisements that are like, download the Adult Swim app to watch it.
It's worth it.
Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's so funny.
Are they going to put them all on there or just the first one?
I don't know. You better start watching them now before they start taking them away from you.
That's true. It's right, free?
I had to sign in with the Spectrum info, so I don't know.
Oh, gotcha. It's one of those. Okay. But
what have you been watching?
I have been watching. For Halloween, I watched Nightmare Before Christmas. So that's what I got my...
Your dose of the spook.
I also watched What We Do in the Shadows.
Fucking amazing.
Oh my, it was great.
Is that movie?
It is amazing. It is really amazing.
Literally, I think the funniest line of the decade is like, people always ask why we drink the blood of virgins. Let me ask you this. Would you want to eat a sandwich if you knew someone had fucked
you? Yeah.
Literally the best line.
Then I watched Beetlejuice.
Good movie.
On
Michael
overrated.
Keats.
Overrated, in my opinion. No. Sit back down.
Podcast is canceled.
Michael Keaton, the first half is great.
Yeah.
The second half is kind of a jumbled...
it's amazing.
Acid trip. But that was my first time watching it, so... Maybe
really?
I'll, yeah.
You'd never seen Beetlejuice before?
No.
Jeez Louise.
Then I watched Star Wars.
Which one?
Star Wars.
A New Hope?
No, just Star Wars.
God damn it. What's Star Wars?
Just the original Star Wars.
You piece of shit. I hate that. I hate those nerds that are like...
No, yes, A New Hope, yeah.
Because here's my take on that.
Yeah.
I understand, yes, it's just called Star Wars, technically.
Right.
But it makes it fucking so hard to talk about.
Right.
When someone's like,
I know.
I just watched Star Wars. Like, I can see the side, because I am one of those purist nerds. Like, I hate the special editions. I hate all that.
Sure.
But plus, A New Hope's a cool title.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah.
So don't you pull that Star Wars bullshit on me ever again.
Listen, I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna say this right now.
Do it.
Hardcore Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
And hardcore Rick and Morty fans
are bad.
Suck ass.
They suck so much ass.
They suck at. They are yelling and competing with each other to see who's the better fan instead of saying, "Oh, you're a fan? Me too. Let's have fun." They're like,
they
"Oh, you're a fan? I'm a bigger
things.
Fan." You can't be a fan. I'm a bigger fan.
Oh, no, they also get mad about dumb things.
I'm gonna go into it right now. There's a TV show.
Yeah.
In case anyone doesn't know, called The Mandalorian.
It's amazing.
It's a very good show.
You're behind.
By one episode. I use an app called TV Time to track what episodes I'm on and to like rate them or whatever. Let's go to the comment section for episode one.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Never go to the comment section.
Because, let me see. Jesus let me Christ. See here. Oh, my God. Here we go. Because I...
Don't do this.
Now, I'm sure anyone who has...
What are you doing?
Anyone who hasn't seen the episode, or anyone who has seen the episode, this isn't a spoiler, but there's a... Yoda's species baby.
It's just its nickname is Baby Yoda, right?
Yes.
Even though we all know it's not Yoda, it's just
okay.
We're not good enough Star Wars nerds to know what his species is called.
So let's dive into these comments here about Baby Yoda. Okay, we got there's a whole thread about when the Mandalorian takes place.
It's after Return of the Jedi.
Yes. It says so people are like someone said no, the Mandalorian is years before episode one. It has Yoda as a baby. It can't be after. Someone said there are Imperial stormtroopers. What do you mean? It's not Yoda. Someone said
well, they're just wrong.
I don't think it's Baby Yoda. I think it's just supposed to be another one of his species because the Empire has fallen, as we already learned.
I mean, that's the correct answer.
When he wouldn't take Imperial credits as the reward for bounty. Let's go down here a little more here. Someone said, Baby Yoda, priceless. Another person said, that's not Yoda. I mean, like, I don't know. On one hand, you got these fans that don't know shit. And then on the other hand, you got these that know things, but they're just assholes about it.
And then there's us. We're the good fans.
Yeah, because I don't care either way. I'm going to stay in my lane. I like it. I'm going to take in the information they give me, and I'm not going to think that I know more than the people who made it.
I just have one question, though.
Yeah.
How many death threats are you going to send Jon Favreau on Twitter?
None. He's just doing a great job.
Okay.
He did a fantastic job.
That was a trick question.
Let's see. I know there was more. Let's see. Of course he isn't Yoda.
Well, this is just people. Just people who know the right answer, people who know the wrong answer.
And I mean, there was one asshole comment that I found that I can't find right now, though.
How long do you spend on the comments on TV time?
I don't. But for that episode, I scrolled down and I saw that.
Don't ever scroll down.
I know, but it's so funny.
It's not funny. It's just a nightmare.
Someone said, protect Baby Yoda at all costs. How did you think this was Yoda? Yoda died before the show. See what I mean? See what I mean?
People are very rude.
Someone just said, not Yoda.
It's like when people like...
Someone said, save the cheerleader.
Save the world. All right, that's good. I like that guy.
Yeah. All right, we're done here.
That's a good image, him reaching out to touch Baby Yodes. Baba Yaga. I'm going to call him Baba Yaga.
Yeah. Baba Yaga. I love that. Baba Yaga. Yeah, I love that. Then I watched Cars. I'm telling you, just watch it.
I will never watch
Cars. No, come on. No, it's good. It is good.
Mater. I can't do Mater.
Okay, you don't... Yes, I understand. He's the Jar Jar of Cars. But it's a good storyline. There's very good highs and lows. They use the formula. Cars 2 and 3, sure. We don't have to talk about them. I'm just going to say Cars 2 not that bad. It's a spy, it's Mission Impossible but it's set in Cars universe. I'm into it.
Can't fucking do it.
Cars 3 is arguably worse than Cars 2 and 1, I will say.
But Griffin Newman says
we don't need no, we
Cars
don't
3
need,
makes Cars
no.
Cars 2 makes Cars 3 look like Cars 1.
No, Cars 2 is better than 3. I'm going to say it right now. Cars 3 was bad.
I think you can't see the disappointment in my eyes right now.
They also can't see the excitement in mine. I'm just going to say, watch Cars. Just watch the first
maybe
one.
Maybe one.
You day. Have Disney Plus.
Is it on there?
Yes.
Of all the things on Disney Plus, why would you decide to rewatch Cars?
No, I watched this at work. I didn't watch
it. I thought you Disney chose Plus. To watch it.
No. Well, I did choose to watch it.
Oh, you motherfucker.
At work.
if I ever come over and I see any Mater merchandise in this place.
No, because Lightning McQueen is awesome. You'll see some Lightning McQueen little figurines.
Wow.
Scooting around. But not a Mater.
God.
Then I watched The Last Phase.
I wish this was the last movie I ever had to watch.
I don't.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. This movie... I don't know. This movie, it's just a lot. I feel like...
It is a lot. It's very heavy.
It's a movie that literally does not exist because I had not heard of it before we chose it at random for this podcast.
Yeah, me too.
And it's a movie that I saw... I remember I asked you, I was like, are we sure we want to do this one? Because I feel like this one's going to be rough. And you, which you're good about keeping us on track, said, no, we have to follow the formula. And I was like, are you sure we could do the Italian Job?
I wish. Oh, my God. I hate myself.
And the whole time we've been doing this series, like, waking up in Reno, I was nervous about, ended up not being a war crime. Aeon Flux, I was nervous about, ended up being pretty bad, but at least it was weird bad. This whole time we've been doing the Charlie series, I've been thinking, I'm going to have to watch this fucking weird-ass war movie.
This is literally and figuratively a war crime.
It is. The way I describe this movie, it's a war crime set to Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's terrible.
I don't even know if I can sum this movie up.
Before we get to that, let's see what she's been doing. Let's see what Charlie's...
Yeah, keep me away from this movie
has been doing.
As fucking possible.
So she has been, I don't know. Her Instagram isn't really, let's see what she's doing here. I think she took this movie because she's a huge advocate.
She is. She's very political.
Yes. She's a huge human rights advocate, which I understand why she would take this movie. She does a lot of benefits. The latest Instagram she has is, for the last 11 years, I've only worn what this woman has put on me. Love you, Leslie Freemer. Thanks for being my prom date tonight. And it's like a photos of her and her stylist. Oh, I saw that. The one before that...
Is Charlie's married?
Let's see if there's a ring on here.
I think she just has kids.
Yeah, I think
she was married to Sean Penn.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's gross. the one before that said...
So was Madonna.
Yeah, okay, all right. I don't know. So much love for these amazing ladies who came out to support the... Oh, she has her own nonprofit called CTAOP. The Charlize Theron Africa Outreach Project.
I've heard about it, because she's South African.
Right. So much love for these ladies who came out to support the Charlize Theron... Africa Outreach Project. Last night at our annual fundraiser. And special thank you to Awkwafina for absolutely killing it as our MC. Girl, I'm truly obsessed with you. And if you think I'm kidding when I say I'm moving in, just wait till I show up at your door next Tuesday. So, I mean, the when we're watching this, we actually timed this out pretty well.
What do you mean?
She just had her African
outreach
fundraiser, and we were watching topical. This movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting a phone call.
Yes.
You want to answer that?
No.
Okay. Is this Drew Barrymore? Oh, now he's texting. He has to send a text message. Is that Drew Barrymore?
That is Drew Barrymore.
Cool. All right. So I'm sure she raises a lot of money at this benefit. I mean, we got Awkwafina, Drew Barrymore, Amy Schumer.
I almost said Amy Poehler.
Me too. Not sure who that is. An older lady.
I feel like I know who it is, but I just can't.
We'll say Regis Philbin. Jesus. So she just had her benefit. It looks like it went very well. Regis Philbin. I'm sure she raised a lot of money.
Are we gonna do Regis Philbin next?
No, but what was she raising the money for? Are you what?
Just film it. Just to be clear, it was an older woman with blonde hair. Just film it. God damn it.
All right, what was she raising money for?
Africa.
And what is this movie about?
Africa.
That's right.
Movie is the most movie about Africa I've ever seen, and I've seen Black Panther.
Yeah, and Hotel Rwanda. You seen that? Don Cheadle? I have seen
that. We watched that in school.
Oh, really?
You had to get a permission slip signed.
Oh, damn.
Have you seen it?
No. It's well, dark. I've seen the first half it's hour. Dark. Yeah.
There's a scene. I remember a scene where John Cheadle's driving home, and all of a sudden, like, it's nighttime. He's driving home to, like, the hotel, and, like, the road gets real bumpy. And then he gets out, and he realizes it's a bunch of dead bodies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's going to be
a heavy episode, folks.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a feeling this is going to be a shorty.
I don't know.
This is going to be a shorty.
Our goal for this episode is to solve the African Civil War crisis.
Let's see if we can do it. I say we put her foundation website in the in the description of
the
episode.
Do more for the world than this movie ever could.
Boom. Because no one saw this movie.
Well, here's the thing. I guess there's a...
Should we donate?
I guess we probably should. Everyone should probably donate. But I guess there's inherently a good heart behind trying to make a movie like that shows how horrible things are in Africa.
Right, but then once you see...
Wrapping a love story around it is how you fucking do it.
Once you have a love scene that goes into rebels killing...
set to Red Hot Chili
Peppers. Hold on. Once you have a sex scene... Set or and then the next scene is rebels killing innocent civilians to how long will I slide?
Jesus Christ. As soon as the helicopter pilot showed up, he's like, I brought you the Red Hot Chili Peppers tapes.
That was a line.
You don't remember?
I missed that.
The helicopter pilot at the beginning, the one who like
tried to chase him. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, because he's working on that kid and he puts the earbud in and he goes, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh no, even before that, when the helicopter pilot.
No, I know, but I remember him having it.
Yeah. And can you imagine? I was in the Blankies Discord and I mentioned that. I was like, Javier Bardem makes his patients listen to Red Hot Chili Peppers. And someone was like, I'd rather be taken off life support.
No, Red Hot Chili Peppers are great. I just don't think I want to listen to them in that. What do you mean?
They're all right.
Come on.
The last thing I want to listen to after I've been shot to death.
Yes,
in Danny,
exactly.
California.
I'm just saying, Red Hot Chili Peppers not the right time.
Like I'm being treated for malaria. I don't want to hear like Under the Bridge downtown.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. The last CD I want is for him to bring is the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Please kill me. Yeah,
then I wouldn't want vice versa. I wouldn't want to treat people with malaria while I'm listening to them.
He's like treating someone who's had their fucking arm cut off, and it's like
Under the Bridge downtown.
Like a happy song. He's listening to like what's a happy Red Hot Chili Pepper stop?
I don't know.
Higher Ground. People keep on climbing. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
I can do a pretty good Javier Bardem.
Oh, yeah?
You like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's pretty good. I can do a good Charlie's.
I'm going to put this Red Hot Chili Peppers cassette into a bullet wound. I can do him from No Country where he's like, heads or tails, fate's in your hands.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, my God. Javier Bardem. Where'd you come from?
Do you like my bowl cut? Do your Charlize. Do her shitty... What kind of... Okay. This accent, it switches between serviceable...
Right.
...to Australian. There's times where she sounds Australian.
Yes. That's what
I
was...
I was honestly like...
That's what I was afraid of.
Is she British or Australian?
But she's from South Africa.
But she doesn't have an accent in real life. She just talks like you and I.
Are you sure?
Yes. Like, okay. The way she talks in, like, Mad Max, the way she talks in... Mm-hmm. Aeon Flux. That's how she talks.
Right, okay.
The way she talks in Waking Up Maria, that's a southern accent.
By the way, this is what I have to look at.
Man, they play footsie with a fucking pencil? God.
So we do get some Charlize butt.
We do.
In this.
I think we see some... Do we see some Javier booty?
We might. Yeah, may I? Think so. In the same scene. But so she's naked. She picks up a pencil with her toes. And then he grabs it with his hand and
like my tight ass.
Starts kissing her foot. I don't know.
Should I do the whole rest of the podcast as Javier Bardem?
No. No. Please. Jeremy, can you give us a description of this movie, please?
War.
What is it good for?
Making Javier Bardem horny. That's right.
Oh, he's so horny.
He presumes
he's so horny for
so
war.
Horned up, Jesus! No one should be that fucking horny after they've had to like put down a child with malaria.
Yeah, I know.
Right? I can't think. I would probably, if I were him, I probably would be abstinent for the rest of my life. And then we're going to get, okay, let me do this plot. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to warn you. After we do our the plot thing, we're going to probably have the most explicit discussion we've ever had on this podcast. Mm. So, plot summary. Javier Bardem, he's a war medic in Africa. There's civil unrest. There's rebels killing innocents. And he sees a lot of shit. Charlize is a UN aide or something. Or she becomes a UN aide at the end. But she's also a doctor. Her father was a doctor in Africa. She comes over. This movie is told in fragmented fucking flashbacks.
Wait. Do you think that at her Africa outreach benefit, she plays this?
Other side?
No, the last face.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I hope
like, before it starts, they all have to watch it?
Jesus Christ. People would not give money.
That's true.
I think you're saying she just shows up and she just, like, it's all Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh. Well, that too.
Jesus Christ. So then they fall in love. They're doctors. War happens. Fucking. Right. You see a man's entrails get turned into a fucking.
Oh, God.
They make love to other side by Red Hot Chili Peppers. They fucking finger each other with a pencil or something. I don't fucking know. Mm-hmm. It's a stupid movie. What's the actual plot synopsis?
Well, there's no. There's no.
No tagline?
There's no tagline. It's just straight up The Last Face, directed by Sean Penn. Miguel, a heroic Spanish doctor, puts himself in harm's way to deliver medical treatment to the victims of military uprisings in Africa. That's it.
Tagline.
Nothing about the love story. Nothing.
The tagline should be, what's hotter, war or chili peppers?
Oh, shit.
Okay, so.
That's good.
That scene. I feel like this movie is almost trying too hard to go for shock value at times. There's that scene where they're at the campfire and the helicopter pilot's talking to Javier Bardem. And he's just like, that girl was dancing with me. She was torn from her anus to her vagina, but she's dancing with me. She's leaking urine, but she's dancing with me.
And I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, the young helicopter pilot.
Did you watch the uncut?
I don't know. I'm sitting there and I'm like, Sean Penn, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then he just gets up and starts playing football with the kids. Like, I'm like,
oh my God.
And like, Javier Bardem just sitting there taking it all in, like.
I mean, yeah,
war is, we get it, it's bad.
Yeah.
I feel like the shocking stuff wouldn't feel as off if it wasn't wrapped around a sexy love story.
Yeah.
Nobody likes sexy love stories set against war atrocities.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty
like
bad.
If they made like a sexy Holocaust story.
But I think what they
nobody
were going,
would be happy.
I think what they were going for was the, that's true, that's very true. I think what they were going for or what Sean Penn was going for was the contrast between war and love.
I get that. I think he went too far in both directions.
Yeah, see? Yeah, he went very far.
We didn't need the fucking other side sex scene. We didn't need to see a fucking man's entrails used as a gate.
Right. Yeah. That was very intense.
I will say that the violence does look real. Good job.
What's your favorite and worst parts about this movie?
My favorite part of this movie.
What's your favorite scene and what's your worst favorite?
The scene that I can tolerate favorite. The most.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of nice when they're driving in the car right before they find the entry and they're listening to fucking other Red Hot Chili Peppers and they're like playing, he like closes her head in the door or whatever, the window.
Right.
I guess that's nice, you know? Mm-hmm. A little bit of, I like the guy's name's Dr. Love.
But then he sees the entrails.
It's a hard cut.
Yeah.
This whole movie, it's like, oh, it's nice. And all of a sudden it's like,
ow!
And it's like, punch you right in the
knee. Ow!
Yeah, that's how this movie made
me
feel.
Why did you do that?
That's how this movie made me feel.
For the record, Jeremy just pat my knee and then punched it as hard as he fucking could.
That's how this movie made me feel.
Ow!
I needed to get it out.
Okay, all right. Don't touch me.
My least favorite scene? The whole fucking movie.
Okay, all right.
I'm sorry, this movie made me feel things. If it bruises, send me a bill. I'll pay with the Patreon money.
Good.
Made my hand hurt.
I have a hard knee.
Well, I punched the knee because the knee doesn't have pain.
Oh, the knee doesn't have pain. Okay, all right. Sure, so if someone takes a baseball bat to your kneecaps, don't worry about it. My favorite scene is a dark one. It's the one with the kid and his dad.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, okay, it's not my...
You think it's the best scene?
Yes, it builds tension very well.
It is pretty tense.
The people who play the rebels were great at being rebels.
Look, it's very scary.
My least favorite scene is the sex scene. It's terrible. It's awful. How long will I slide?
Does it turn you on when I play?
Pick this pencil up with my... foot. And it's the same thing like the Tarantino. Too much feet. We don't need feet to be that big on screen.
Do you feel Flea's bass? No, Tarantino's feet use is good. This feet use is bad.
No, the feet use in Hollywood
it's so good.
Is not, no.
Because I love it because I'm not even a feet guy. Like, I'm not like a...
I think you are.
I don't want to put
your fingers in between the toes.
And lick them. No. I don't. But I think Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is almost him, his response to people saying there's too much feet in my movies. And he's like, really? There's too much feet in my goddamn movie?
The part at the theater, we've already talked about this, but the part in the theater was fine. The part where she has her feet on the dash against the window, too much.
What about in the ranch, the cabin, they all have their feet out?
That's okay. Yeah, I didn't mind that, I guess.
Definitely too much feet in this movie.
Well, it's just he does a close-up of the foot.
With the pencil.
It's not the fact that there's feet in it.
I wonder if they made a poster of that.
There's...
A poster where it's the foot holding the pencil, but then behind.
Honestly, that should have been the poster.
But then behind it, there's like a hut on fire.
Because I'm not.
All the images on IMDb are from the sex
just
scene.
Just her feet. Oh my god.
Does it turn you on when I hold a pencil on my feet?
Why was the pencil on the floor to begin with?
Well, they dropped it probably.
When they were fucking. Javier Bardem is a foot guy, for sure. Because the part where he makes out with her foot, unscripted, that was improv.
God damn it.
I don't know,
Javier is an Oscar winner. Charlize is an Oscar winner.
Look at this.
He probably... Jesus
Christ. Oh, my God.
It's like a play-by-play.
Oh, my God. I mean, if you go to the IMDb for Last Face and go to images, the first six, seven images are...
And then it cuts to a woman dying.
Oh, my God. They just give her the...
Well, you don't see any.
Oh, well. Yeah, a little tiny.
Nobody holds pencil in their feet.
I know.
What's this? Rated R for strong bloody violence, including disturbing images of war atrocities, language, and brief sexuality.
It was not... That wasn't brief.
Rated R for overuse of red hot...
I've actually never seen this before. Sex and nudity mild. I would actually bump that up to high or whatever. Violence and gore, severe. Profanity, moderate. Alcohol, drug, smoking, severe. Frightening, intense scenes, severe.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I will say a pretty good scene is when she's freaking out because she wants to find that girl's daughter or whatever, or mother.
Right, and
the one
right.
doctor's like...
Are well, you... she's gone. She's like... she's
The
she's
one doctor's done. Like, are you going to fucking help?
Yeah, the guy from Lost.
Is that John Reno on Lost?
He's the...
Are you thinking of Jared Harris?
Oh, I might. They have... If so, they have very similar... what's his name?
Jared Harris?
No, it's the guy that was in this.
Jared Harris.
Oh.
And John Reno.
John Reno.
You just went by... Yeah, are you thinking of him?
John Reno.
He's not on Lost? Is he on Lost?
No, I think it would be in his top four if he was.
Then you're thinking of Jared Harris, which you scrolled past him.
They're both in this?
Yeah, Jared Harris.
Oh, no, not that guy. I am thinking of
this guy.
There's
another guy that's on Lost. Is he on Lost?
Lost.
John Reno, a good actor. He's a Frenchman.
All right, hold on, we're going down. He is really good. Yeah. When was Lost?
It was like 2004, wasn't it?
Yeah, hold on. Let me go to Lost real quick.
You thinking of Hurley?
No, not thinking of Hurley. Michael Emerson. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, is he in this movie?
I just got him confused. Yeah. The guy that played it like very...
Yeah, yeah. I get you.
Yeah, he's really good though. Put on a little weight here. But what else have I seen him in though? That was really good.
I had to set an alarm to wake up to finish this fucking movie.
What time did you get up?
Like 8:30.
Oh, that's like my normal. I get up that time.
Yeah, but I would have slept in, but because I was lazy and didn't finish the movie last night. It was like 1 a.m. and I'm watching War Atrocities. Oh, how about when she gives the newborn fetus mouth to mouth?
Is
that normal?
I don't know. I don't know if we watched the same movie, to be honest with you. I don't.
She literally, they give birth in the woods, she goes...
No, you know what? I do. I just blocked it out. I blocked it out.
Fucking fluids in her mouth. And then Javier Bardem, right after that, so he first makes his move, and she's understandably like, are you fucking kidding me? We just gave a woman a C-section in the middle of the jungle, and you want to fucking make out with me? And then he's like, oh, is it just because I didn't brush my teeth? And then when they first kiss, he brushes his teeth, and it's like this happy scene where they're sitting there brushing their teeth.
Oh, yes, I do remember that. So, Sean Penn had a romantic relationship with Charlie Theron during shooting. The film... Who's Robin Wright?
Oh, Robin Wright's a good actor. She's in Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay. There's not a lot here.
Oh, the trivia?
Yeah, none of the lead actors came from the United States. Charlize Theron is South African. Jean Reno is from France.
Are you telling me?
Adele
is British.
Chopolis is from France. And Javier Bardem is from Spain.
Javier Bardem should be the Joker.
Oh, that would have been great. Joker, $1 billion. The first R-rated movie to pass $1 billion?
Yep.
How's that even possible? There's got to be an R-rated movie.
Nope. R-rated movies have made a lot of money, but they've never made a billion.
At the box office.
Yeah. Joker is a worse war crime than this movie.
Wow. I haven't seen Joker, but I'd rather watch it than this. All right, give me the Charlize.
I forgot to write it down. Well, Charlize good in this movie.
Yes.
She does her best.
Yes, she serves the story.
Yes. Is this movie good for Charlize? No, because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't know this movie existed until
it might.
This.
It might on a personal level for her charity. But again,
there's nothing wrong with making a movie that tries to bring light to bad things.
Right.
Just, I think this movie's very misguided.
Schindler's List.
That's another one. WALL-E.
Oh, yeah. Environmental issues. Yeah. WALL-E, yeah.
WALL-E and Schindler's List, the ultimate double feature. Were you terrible?
But on a commercial level, no, it wasn't good.
I heard that this movie was one of the worst reviewed and like received Cannes premieres ever.
Really?
Because it was premiered at the Cannes.
I just read that it was nominated.
Jesus Christ!
For Palme d'Or at Cannes.
Well, you want to know what won the Palme d'Or this year?
Yeah,
Joker. So that doesn't mean shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, it didn't. It won the Golden Lion at the Venice thing.
Oh, okay.
My point doesn't stand, but what do the critics say? What I saw it was
Is this red. A good movie?
No.
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 What do you give it?
With Charlize Theron, were you tearing up with Charlize in this movie?
No. No.
Would you have sex with Javier Bardem in a war zone?
No.
If you were in a war zone and he came, like, you're like in a war zone, he came up to you and started kissing your neck.
Kissing my feet.
He'd be like, Javier, stop. He'd be like, I just think you're so sexy. How fucked up is it that, real quick, the scene where the girl, her cousin comes and is like, I have AIDS.
Yeah.
We were in love. Yeah. He told me he loved me and he's like, guess what, baby? Don't have AIDS. I might have told her I loved her, but I didn't mean it. I love you, baby.
I mean, like, yes, it's like, so weird. It's so weird.
He's like, let's go for a drive, baby.
I know. All right, we're going to go
He dies in the end.
Huh?
He dies in the end.
Does he?
You don't remember that? The very end, the lady comes in as like, there was a helicopter crash.
Miguel
was in it. Then she's like, Miguel taught me about love.
I want to make it very clear that I was playing video games while this movie was on. So we're going to go to our favorite movie site, Rotten Tomatoes, and see what the critics are saying here.
I wonder what the audience score is. Oh, there's a new Cats trailer. Jesus fucking.
So what do you give this?
Speaking of fucking war crimes.
What do you give this movie?
It's going to get a 1 out of 5.
Yeah. Yeah, same. Rotten Tomatoes doesn't have...
It has to.
Why isn't it?
We got this from Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that's true. The Last Face. But it's saying zero results for,
like, it starts Last Face. Just search Last Face.
Let me go to Charlize's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, here's the thing about Charlize.
Charlize and the chocolate.
Charlize, factory. I have a couple theories.
On her as a person or as an actress? Or?
I'm sure she's a great person. She has a charity.
Oh yeah.
I don't have a charity.
You don't. You really should get one.
Either her or her manager or, you know, agent, whatever.
Well, this is right after Fury Road.
Right. Someone in her. Shit. You touched me again. You gonna punch me?
Just punch your foot.
Someone in her circle or whatever, or maybe it's her, has terrible taste in movies.
Well, I feel like she did this probably for Sean Penn.
Yes.
But she does pick some stinkers.
A lot of them. I mean, I hate to watch her in these movies.
Even though Snow White and the Huntsman's a good movie.
Well, I don't know about that. Okay. The Last Face.
You got it. Okay. What's the audience score? 34%.
Yep.
Oof.
Is that the critic one?
8%'s the critic one. Oof.
How do I get... Oh, here we go. All right, let's
read. Read me a positive one. The red.
Okay, all right. Well, let's... Yeah, we'll start positive. Let me just take a sip of water here.
Me too.
Okay. While not a perfect film, there is a passion that comes forth when viewing The Last Face as a whole. A passion of a director that is infectious. Debbie Lynn Ellis behind the lens.
Debbie Lynn Ellis is a dipshit.
The Last Face sheds light on the lives of those who actually deserve the attention. Bridget Prosecki, FF2 Media. And those are the only two positive reviews. All right, now let's Jesus get Christ. In here. The Last Face is the worst kind of good-intentioned noble failure. One that muddles its message because it tries too hard to tell it. That's what you said. That's what I said. You're a critic.
That's what I said. I do have a letterbox. I am a critic.
Gary M. Kramer, Salon.com.
Salon.
Rarely has a movie felt so simultaneously inane, stultifying, and offensive. Claudia Puig? The rap.
Pug.
It's P-U-I-G. Sean Penn turns African Strife into a two-hour perfume commercial with the last face, veering between gauzy impressionism and shrieky melodrama with his latest directorial effort.
Yeah, I forgot he's made other movies.
Christy Lemire, RogerEbert.com.
Glad Roger Ebert didn't have to live to see this movie.
Oh, here we go. We're getting to some big publications here. As well-meaning as this movie is, it is also a trudged, muddled one. Glenn Kenny, New York Times. Characters are underdeveloped. Dialogue is platitudinous. Okay, come on. You're talking about a movie. Stop with the big words.
Just because you don't know what it means.
I know, but it just say it's bad. And even the leading roles are one-dimensional. Rex Reed, The Observer.
Although I've heard Rex Reed's a bad guy.
Because he uses dumb words.
Is Rex... I think... No. Rex Reed's not the guy. He might be the guy who, when he watched Incredibles 2, he talked about how she wanted to have sex with Elastigirl.
Okay, last one here.
The Last Face.
The last one review. For The Last Face. The Last Face spends so much time on the on-again, off-again romance between Bardem's Miguel and Theron's Ren. The African victims are all but nameless and faceless backdrops. Richard Roper, Chicago Sun-Times.
He's the guy that used to do the... He was Roger Ebert's pal. He replaced Gene Siskel, so he's...
Oh, wow, oh, wow. So, yeah, there we go.
Is it better or worse than Jack and Jill?
Worse.
You're damn right.
I think going forward, we should
ask that question.
Ask that question.
Because Jack and Jill's starting to look pretty fucking fun.
I give this movie a 1 star.
1 star.
I don't know what else to say about it.
This movie makes me appreciate Aeon Flux more, because at least it had weird shit like hand feet.
Yes.
Well, this has feet too.
This has lots of feet.
All right, let's go through. Was there any weird feet shit in Waking Up in Reno?
I don't think so.
Was there any weird feet shit in Aeon Flux? Yes.
Yes.
Snow White and the Huntsman?
I don't remember.
I don't think so.
I don't remember, yeah.
I don't, maybe.
But she's 50-50 with the feet.
I can't remember. She plays a monkey in Kubo, so.
Okay. Oh, so we might get feet shit.
God damn it. All right. I think her feet are in Tully.
Okay.
Because I know Tully is about being pregnant.
Well, this has been the Not New Movie Review. Twitter.com/notnewmovies, where you can find us.
How's your knee feel?
My knee? Oh, my knee doesn't feel pain, according to you.
It doesn't.
Patreon.com/notnewmovie.
We'll link Charlize's Africa charity.
In the description, yep.
Hopefully you can do more for Africa than this movie ever will.
Right.
Next week we have Kubo and the Two Strings.
Live, watch along.
Live and in concert.
That's right.
We're going to record it live from Ross's living room.
That's right. Or your living room.
Or my living room. Yeah. Feel free to come by.
Okay.
If you can honestly figure out the address, you can come.
Okay. I think that's all I got for you.
Yeah. The Last Face.
Yeah. And if there's any Last Face heads out there that boost this episode,
thank you.
No, there's so many. There's much better episode. Men in Black. Go boost the Men in Black episode.
Yeah, Fury Road's only at like 40.
Yeah, Fury Road. Great episode.
Flux over 100.
I don't, because there's Flux heads out there.
There's weebs.
There's Flux heads.
The weebs. All right. Thank you for listening, but also.
And as always,
Red Hot Chili Peppers do not go well with.
How long? Peppers. How long?
Wait, hold on.
No, as always. Wait. We doing it again? Wait. Back to one. Back to one. Back to one. Sticks. Action.
How long? How long? We get to the other side. I don't even know if those are the